AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is talking about what happens next in the impeachment inquiry. The AP Sagar Magani is at the White House.
It comes a day after Pelosi asked behind closed doors if the Democratic caucus is ready, and those in the room say the answer was a resounding yes. That meeting came as Gerald Nadler's Judiciary Committee held its first impeachment hearing.
The facts presented at the hearing today were overwhelming.
With Harvard Law professor Noah Feldman among those saying the evidence points to presidential wrongdoing.
President Trump has committed impeachable high crimes and misdemeanors.
But as Democrats charge toward a Christmastime impeachment vote, George Washington University's Jonathan Turley argues their case is too thin.
This is not how you impeach an American president.
And Republican Debbie Lesko says Democrats need to give up.
Stop the sham.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
North Korea is threatening to resume insults of President Trump and consider him a dotard if he keeps using words that provoke the North. North Korea's first vice foreign minister made that comment days after President Trump spoke of a possible military option toward the North and resumed calling Kim Jong-un Rocket Man. Tourists in Paris picked a wrong time to plan a trip.
We're going here and see that the Eiffel Tower is closed, so yeah, we have to plan to go to somewhere else.
The Eiffel Tower is shut down, France's high-speed trains stood still, and teachers walked off the job. Unions launched nationwide strikes and protests in France over the government's plan to overhaul the retirement system. The nation's trade deficit narrowed in October as imports fell faster than exports. The politically sensitive trade gap with China dropped. United Airlines CEO Oscar Munoz is stepping down from his post. He'll become executive chairman. He led the company through choppy period, including when a passenger was forcibly removed from a flight. This is AP News. There are new rules from the Trump administration that will mean fewer people getting food stamps.
The Department of Agriculture is tightening work requirements for food stamp recipients, limiting states from providing waivers for certain adults who are unable to meet the requirement that they work at least 20 hours a week to qualify for SNAP benefits. Secretary Sonny Perdue says this will help move people from welfare to work and save more than $5 billion over 5 years. But advocates for the poor, like the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, say job training and a higher minimum wage would be a better way to get people off of food stamps. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Willie Nelson says he's given up smoking, but he hasn't stopped using marijuana. The 86-year-old says he's abused his lungs in the past and is taking better care of himself. A spokeswoman says Willie Nelson is using cannabis in different ways. Ed Donahue, AP News.